Jones will try. Baines is equal to the task again.
NBA Strayer. How you going? That's right, man. It is NBA Strayer. It is Wednesday, January 23. And I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. Oh, the injured Lonzo Ball. In the NBA today, as we wrap up after every single day of NBA action, while repping Straya just a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. So, huge news throughout this week. We've got some trade rumblings galore as Carmelo Anthony got traded again, and Memphis might be burning their entire organization to the ground. And we also had a huge slate of MLK Day games that were absolute rip snorters. So that's awesome. We're going to cover all that with all the usual dumbassery. If that's not a knife, old mate, no mate, spud of the night, and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, yeah, nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, an Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame-grilled take. We also pick and preview all the games for the next couple of days. We check in on the Aussies in the NBA and the G League. And what else? We've got a new Shane the Hammer Heel Shooter Shoot, Shoot Your Shot, Light 'em Up Award winner. That's nice. And we'll close out with a brand new Rowdy's Recos. Love it. All right, it's going to be great. Trust me. Love it. NBA's back. Let's do it. NBA Australia episode 220. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Well, you better watch out for the attack of, I don't know what, Aaron Bangers Baines. If you try to dunk on him, he'll send you back into next Tuesday. Jesus. Miami tried to dunk all over Aaron Baines, and he had none of it. The man from Ariba sent them all back, sent them all packing. Bam Adebayo's like, I'm going to bam on Bangers. And Bangers went bam on Bam. It was great. Yeah. Don't go at Bangers if you are. Reckon you can summit the mountain. No one can summit that mountain. Settle down. All right, so we're going to start today's show the way we start every show here. It's the daily whip around some news. We've got Memphis, as tweeted out today by Woj over there for ESPN. For the first time, Memphis will begin listening to trade offers on franchise stars Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. League sources tell ESPN, Memphis has reached a crossroads and is preparing to weigh deals involving one or both of its cornerstone veterans. Oh, no shit. Should have been fucking doing this last year, you idiots. Memphis, so dumb. For a bunch of smart guys like that fucking Baldy Hollinger guy. Jesus, they've lost six straight. They're 19-28. They're second last in the West. And they are currently sitting there with the sixth best odds going into the lottery. So, yeah, fucking trade them. You've got Jaren Jackson Jr. You're playing like shit even when you're healthy. So, look, something needs to change. Memphis, what are y'all doing? We'll talk about all that later. We've got a couple of deals up our sleeves. What do you reckon? Carmelo Anthony got traded again. We mentioned this at the top. Melo got traded to Chicago for the draft rights to Taja Dragicevic. Nice. Melo and the rights to John Dibbler. And $1.56 million just for the draft rights to Taja Dragicevic. Love it. D-Blue was drafted in 2011, and Dragicevic. Oh, that's Dragic, bro. This is fully sick. I am Dragic. Where's Anita, motherfuckers? Yes, on your Taja. He was drafted in 2008, just after Heartbreak High finished. They are 30 and 32, respectively, which is pretty funny. So Melo got traded for two, well, with a bloke who doesn't really exist in the NBA and another bloke who's never going to play in the NBA. Oh, that's smart. It's a tough one there, Melo. Other news, Marcus Smart, speaking of smart things, Marcus Smart, kid, he got fined $35,000 for trying to fight DeAndre Bembry the other day. And Luka Doncic also got fined $10,000 for kicking a ball into the crowd the other day. Aw, Can't find Luca. He's too cute. Injury news. New Orleans. Pelican. Not a Pelican. Anthony Davis. He's going to see a hand specialist because there's fear of a volar plate avulsion fracture in his left index finger. If that's confirmed, he's likely to miss 2 to 4 weeks. Oh, Jesus. Pelicans. That is up shit creek if that happens. Fucking hell. That is brutal. So there you go. So let's get into the wraps of the MLK Day games. We had 12 games, I believe. It was 11 or 12. I can't really count. What are you going to do? So let's wrap them up. It's what we do. We're going to fly through it. OKC beat the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City, 127-109. The Knicks just treading water at this point. It's brutal to watch. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, had 23 points. Alonzo Trier looked good. He had 16 and 8. Very nice. And Mitchie Robinson fouled out in 16 minutes. God, I love him. Paul George had 31-4-4. And Rusty Westbrook had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. And look, I thought they were bad, though. Aren't they bad at basketball? Anyway, OKC then backed that up today as well. So we'll get to that later against Portland. But well done, OKC. In New York, go home, win both games. Unreal. Chicago, they beat Cleveland in Cleveland. Where is that, Stephen A. Smith?
Cleveland.
That's right, in Cleveland, 104-88. The sex man for Cleveland had 7 of 17 shooting for 18 points, and he was the leader for the Cavs. Oh, jeez. For the Bulls, they shot 15 of 30 from 3. That'll do it. Zachy Cakes Levine had 25. Lowry, that's a girl's name. Markkanen had 13 and 8. And Fighting Bobby Portis wasn't too bad either. He had 15 and 5. Fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. Where's Nikola Mirotic? I'm going to fucking bash his head in. Classic Bobby Portis. Cavs are now 9 and 39. Chicago, 11 and 36. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention the Knicks record. They're 10 and 35 now. Oh, geez. And OKC with their, they were 28 and 18. They won today, so they're 29. But anyway, Detroit basketball went to Washington and lost 101-87 with no Andre Drummond. So Blake Griffin, it's a tough one. 29 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, but he couldn't do it all himself because no one else did shit. The team shot 31 of 77 for 40% from the field. That is not good. The Wizards, they shot 45%. Trevor Ariza, 20 and 12 in his veteran presence, leading the Wiz, within spitting distance of the 8 seed. Who fucking knows what the Wizards are doing? You idiots. This is your chance. Tank. Beal only had 16 in this, but they still managed to beat the Wiz because they're shit. Satoransky had 10 and 8. I love him. Sato and 19 for Otto. I like to get Blotto. Porter coming off the bench. Nice. Detroit dropped to 20 and 26, and that's the same as Washington. They're both in 9 and 10 in the East, 20 and 26. Unreal. Dallas went to Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. They lose 106-116. Luka Doncic has his first triple-double, though, 18, 11, and 10. We'll talk about him later. DeAndre Jordan at 15 and 15, but it was Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, 31, 15, and 5. Fucking hell, mate. Who absolutely dominated. Blow-dry Bledsoe at 21 and 5 as well, and 19 for El Presidente Malcolm Brogdon. Nice one. Dallas at 20-26. Milwaukee, 34-12, leading the East. Absolutely remarkable. That is the best mark in the NBA as well. That's right. The Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee, it's Algonquin for the good land. They are in the good land at the moment. Orlando went to Atlanta. And in between checking out all the amazing strip joints in Atlanta, beat the Hawks, 122-103. Dwayne Dedmon, 24-9 for Atlanta. He went 5 of 7 from 3. His name should actually be Dwayne Build Up That Trade Value Son Dedmon. Yes, nice. And so same goes for Jeremy Lin Sanity, 15-2. Atlanta is like, hey, look at these guys. Aren't they good at basketball? Please give us something for them. For Orlando, Vooch had fucking 29-14. Love that contract year, Vooch. Don't Google me. Evan Fournier had 29 and 7 assists as well. Very nice. Don't be Mo Bamba had 8 points and 2 rebounds. And Johnny Isaac, 8 points, 9 rebounds. Love checking into those lengthy young pair. They're kind of not good, but they're kind of fun. Orlando are now 20 and 27. Not bloody bad, mate. Just behind Detroit and Washington and Atlanta. Dropped to 14 and 32. They're scrappy. They're pretty good. That's the fifth worst record, there you go, in the NBA, but, you know, they look okay. Sacramento went into Brooklyn and lost 123-94 to the Nets. Bogdan Bogdanovic, that's Bogdan, not Bojan. Yeah, 22 points, 11 assists and 6 rebounds. And D'Angelo had a crushing one for the Nets, backing up his 40 against Orlando on Saturday. He had 31. That is amazing. First player in 50 years to score over 70 in two games without a free throw attempt. Remarkable. But Brooklyn just crushed them. Real fun game for the Nets. They just smoked them. It was wild. Sacramento are now 24-23. Well, they were 24-23 after that game. They lost again today, so they're 24-24. But anyway, Brooklyn moved to 25-23. They are the sixth seed in the East at the moment. They are over 500 at this point in the season for the first time since 2014. And boy, do I remember that part of 2014. It was like, oh, geez, they're going to make the playoffs. And then they snuck into the eight seed and then got smoked. Anyway, New Orleans went to Memphis and, speaking of smoked, absolutely shit-pumped the Grizzlies 105-85 without Anthony Davis, which is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Gasol, the coach killer, had 22-8-6. Mike Conley had 20 points, 3 rebounds, and 9 assists. Pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, no, he was 3 of 9 from 3. Sorry, 8 assists. There we go. 4 rebounds, 4 steals. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. had 14. And the Pals, Jrue Holiday had 21 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Julius Randle had 20-12. Nico Mirotic, hello! 21-6. He was 5 of 12 from 3. And Jahlil fucking Okafor, 20-10. Jahlil, he's back, baby. 9 of 11 from the field with 2 blocks. He was awesome. Memphis, as mentioned, 19-28. They stink. And the Pelicans, 22-25. Maybe without AD, but they got one on the board. Nice one. Miami went into Boston on MLK Day Jr. MLK Jr. Day and lost 107-99. This was a fun-ass game because Deion Waiters is back. He looks incredible, man. 18 points, 18 for Derek Jones Jr. as well. D-Wade 8-6, and bam, Adebayo 13-7, but as mentioned, got blocked into oblivion by Aaron Bangers Baines and has to turn in his man card. Boston, Kyrie Irving had 26 points, 10 assists, and 8 fucking steals, a career high. He was unreal. Jason Tatum, the rich man's Harrison Barnes had 19, and Al Horford had 16-12 to go with 4 assists. Miami at 22-23. Whoa. They're in the 7th spot. That's how bad the fucking East is, man. That is just brutal, isn't it? Come on, 22-23. And Boston at 29-18, and they're in 5th, which is how good the top of the East is versus the middle morass bit. Weird. Houston went to Philly, speaking of the good teams in the East. Philly beat the absolute shit out of Houston, 121-93. Fast Jimmy Harden there had 37 again, continuing his streak of 30-point games. Absolutely remarkable stuff. Kenny Faried, the Manimal, debuted for Houston after being bought out by the Nets. So much hair. It's like hilarious that they replaced Nene in that lineup with Kenneth Faried. You're like, oh shit, it's the slightly smaller Nene. it's just a fucking shit ton of dreadlocks. It's awesome. Yeah, 13-6 did Manimal. I love him. Lots of energy. Philly, though, without Butler, they smoked Houston. You got to feel good about that if you're Philly. 32-14 with 3 blocks for Joel Embiid. 9-6-6 for Simo, and Sham Wow had 18. He was pretty good. Going to talk about him on Friday, and we'll rank some rookies. Pretty good. Houston, they are now 26-20, and they're in 5th spot in the West, while Philly are 31-17 in 4th in the East. 1.5 games up on Boston. Unbelievable. Portland went to Utah and beat the Jazz. I believe it's a soft J. 109-104. Donovan fucking Mitchell for the Jazz at 26, 12 of 28 shooting. 36 points, what I'm talking about. 2 of 8 from 3, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Rubio came back as well. He came off the bench. He had 12 points in 14 minutes. Jingling Joe Ingles had a rough one. And Rudy Gobert, this was amazing. He had 10-13, but wasn't a starter because he missed the tip. He subbed it. He runs back. He's like, oh, I'll just take... Hello, I'm Rudy Gobert. I'm the Staffel Tower. I was just taking a really big dump in the bathroom and they tipped the ball without me. What is going on? You know, you take a big shit. You're like, oh my God, I'm starting now. No, I'm not starting. The NBA game has already begun. So he subbed in for Jay Crowder after 12 seconds. Absolutely amazing shit. I'm assuming it was an amazing shit that he was taking. For the Blazers, Dame had 26-8-8. Nurk had 22-8-7. Fucking unreal. They unloaded on the Jazz. The Blazers looked very, very good in that one. Utah are now 26-22. And they had been on a huge winning streak, basically, up to that point, the Jazz. They had won 6 straight and then run into the Blazers tough one. The Portland Trail Blazers, on the flip side, are 29-20 after they lost today. They were 29-19 yesterday, but oh, there you go. And they're looking pretty good. They're there in, whoa, what do you reckon? Wow, fourth. That's wild. Good on you, Portland. Golden State and Lakers played a really fun game as well. That was 130 at Lakers, 111. Warriors smoked them. Fun-ass game, even without LeBron, because, I don't know, the Lakers. Spindles Ingram, he had 17 on 16 shots. Kuz had 16 on 18 shots. But at least it got made up for by Ivica Zubac. Yes, he'll all. 18 points. He was remarkable. 7 of 8 shooting. And, I mean, super cool bees. He was out there for 18 minutes as well. He had 15 points. Also was shot 7 of 8. Ivica Zubac and super cool Michael Beasley. The best two Lakers? Maybe. Because Josh Hart stunk. Ingram stunk. Kuz stunk. It's wild. But the Warriors, come on, man. This was all about Klay. Did y'all forget about Klay? Yeah, you did. 44 points, hit 10 straight threes. Unbelievable. He might pop up in a second, so we'll just keep on moving. The coward, Kevin Durant, had 20 as well. Boogie looked a little bit, oh, shit, it's my second game back. I'm a little bit, bruh. 8 points, 2 of 9 shooting. He had 9 rebounds and 5 assists, though, and some very nice ones creating out of the post and the elbow. Looked very good. Yeah, Steph also slipped on his ass when going for a dunk and then airballed a three, proving that the basketball gods are for real, my man, and they hate the Warriors, just like, you know, well, apparently they're the most hated team in sports. Fuck off. Anyway, Warriors, they win. Lakers are 25-23 now, Warriors 33-14. And then today's game, Sacramento backed up that loss in Brooklyn by losing to Toronto as well, 120-105. No Kawhi for Toronto, no De'Aaron Fox for Sacramento. Bit of a lackluster game from Sac. Marvy Bagley had 22-11, 10 of 20 shooting, not bloody bad. Bogdanović backed up his great game against Brooklyn with another good one, 16 points and 9 assists. He is really good. For the Raps, Big Buddha Car Lowry had 19-9, Sikkim Siakam had 18 as well, 19-7-7 for Fred VanVleet of the Fightin' Van Vleets, and Chris Bobby Boucher had a dunk that I'm pretty sure turned Canada into a constitutional republic. Bloody nice one. Sacramento 24-24, Raps 36-13, snipping at the Bucks' heels at the top of the East. As mentioned, Portland couldn't back up their win over the Jazz by going to OKC and losing 114-123. This is a fun-ass game, though. Huge games from Dame Lillard with 34 and CJ McCollum with 31. Dame went 2 of 10 from 3, though, which was a bit of a tough one. 22-15 for the Bosnian Beer. Hello, Yusuf Nurkic. Evan Turner also backed down Rusty Westbrook and gave him the old rock the baby on the way back down the court, which is pretty great. The joke was on Evan Turner, however, because Rusty Westbrook had 29 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds, and OKC beat Portland by 9. Yeah, that'll do it. Paul George was everywhere. Great D, great O. He had 36 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals. Currently my defensive player of the year. He's unreal. And just a note, T-Ferg, my favorite Adelaide 36er since Phil Smythe. He's been great of late. Had 14 today. When he's hitting threes, he looks incredible. He's shooting 44% from 3 over his last 5 games, taking his season total up to 38.6. Looks good, and he is perfect for what the Thunder... If he keeps hitting shots, Thunder, they need him. They love him. You know, rangy wings. It's Hamidou Diallo and T-Ferg. The Thunder love him. And if they can keep hitting shots, more power to him. For Portland, they are now 29-20. OKC are 29-18 and in third in the West. Pretty good. So there you go. That was 3-4 in the West today. Clippers went to Dallas and lost 106-98. Dallas needed this one. They have fallen off a cliff. 21-26 they are total now. They've only won 3 of their last 10 games. And the Clips just had not enough in this one. Tobias Harris, the never nude, was 1 of 9 from the field. 16 for Pat Bev. Montrez Harrell had 11-9. Avery Bradley didn't want to shoot down the stretch either. He had 15, was 5 of 11. It's just weird, though. He's just literally passing up open shots. Shireta Gilgeous-Alexander had a rough one, 4 of 14. Dallas, though, Dennis Smith Jr. was back in this one, back in the starting lineup, and it's all is, you know, forgiven, and he had 17 points. You're like, oh, it's good. And in classic Dennis Smith Jr. fashion, it took him 17 shots to get there, 8 rebounds, 4 assists to go with it as well. And Luka Doncic went 0 of 8 from 3 as well. It's like Dennis Smith Jr.'s like inefficiency rubs off on him. It's weird. 17-7-6 for Luka in this. Harry Barnes had 20. Wes Matthews hit a dagger 3 late. And even Dirk threw in 8 points, 4 of which were pretty crucial down the stretch. So Nice one, Dallas. They are 21-26, Clips 25-22, and in eighth in the West. And finally, Minnesota shit pumped the Phoenix Suns 118-91 in Phoenix. For the Suns, Josh Jackson woke up. He had 27 points, 10 rebounds. And the Dragon Bender, he had 13 points and 10 rebounds as well. Can you say trade value with me? Nice. But the best part about this was 14 points from Devin Booker before he and Gorgie Dang tried to punch on and then ran into the fucking tunnels to go punch on later. This was great. We'll talk about that in a second. Minnesota, Karl Anthony Towns at 25-18-7. Huge game for the Big Cat. 21 for Okogie. And D-Rose, after he was like, oh man, I'm better than I was in 2011 when I won the MVP, had 6 points. Nice. Phoenix, 11-38. They are the worst in the West by a long stretch. And the Minnesota T-Wolves are 23-24. All right, let's get to the NBA Stray Reproof performance of the night slash day slash last 2 days. What do you reckon?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife, Jahlil fucking Okafor. No, not Jahlil Okafor, but 20 and 10, man, with 2 blocks. He was pretty good. Giannis Antetokounmpo, maybe. Oh, he was pretty bloody good. 31-15. Oh, and how good was Paul George? 36-8-4-5 steals. Even Kyrie with his 8 steals. But no, this easily just goes to Klay Thompson, mate. 44 points. He hit 10 straight threes. I mean, fucking hell, what do you do about that? This is the third highest points total as well in a single game without shooting a free throw. Klay, you absolute weapon monster. Jesus. 40. I love it that he did it in LA as well. He's like, oh, my dad's over there commentating, bro. I better smash it. So he fucking did. Unbelievable stuff. 44, 10 straight threes. Jesus. That's a new NBA record. Klay, you're an absolute superstar. And that was the NBA Australia approved performance of the night. Pretty easily too. What about old mate, no mates though?
Old mate, no mates.
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 Old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Oh, do you reckon it's Carmelo Anthony? Like, I don't know, man. Poor bastard. I mean, he's just going to get like sat there by Chicago. He's not going to join the team. He's not going to play with them. I don't know, man. Maybe give him some run. See if anyone would be willing to trade something for him. Like maybe a conditional second round pick or something. Like that's how bad it's gotten for Melo. Like shitty teams don't even want him around to spud up the fucking joint or sell tickets. The shitty Chicago Bulls are like, nah, we're good. Yeah, nah, we're fine, Melo. You don't have to rock up, mate. We'll pay you, but you don't have to be here. Wow. That's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, Melo, definitely old mate, no mates. He suddenly turned into persona non grata there in the NBA. And an extra old mate, no mates, Russell Westbrook and everybody else, which is pretty great. Evan Turner mocking him was pretty funny. And then Russell came back with an amazing zinger. When asked about Evan Turner's rock the baby move, Russell said, I didn't even see it. He can rock it right back to Portland. Oh man, Russell, Evan Turner hates him. Joel Embiid hates him. I love him. I'm your Rusty. What about Spud of the Night though?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. Harrison Barnes against Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. In that loss, Harry Barnes was brutal. 4 of 14 he shoots. 4 of 15, sorry. Yeah, that's not worth $20 million a year. 4 of 14 for Diaz of Fox against Brooklyn. That is absolutely brutal. And the notorious KCP is just shithouse. He went 1 of 5 in 22 minutes against the Warriors and just might be the worst basketball player going. But the actual spot of the night goes to Iman Shumpert, Diaz of Fox's teammate there in Sacramento. Against Brooklyn, he shot 1 of 10 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3. One assist and 3 turnovers was an amazing minus 25 for the game. Shump, how far you have fallen, mate. Everyone's like, oh, remember his cool hair? And he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm actually a pretty shit basketball player too. Unbelievable. Pantsing of the night goes to Aaron Bangers Baines with the double block against the Heat, which was fucking unreal. Holy shit, in your pants, Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo just had his, like, basically Bangers walked up there with a mate, got his mate to, like, sort of crouch behind him, and Bangers went, oh, I'm going to dack you, and then pushed him over, and Bam Adebayo did, like, a flip over Bangers' mate with his pants around his ankles, and the, Derek Jones Jr., that was not a foul either. Look, Bangers jumped up straight, arms up. Derek Jones Jr. committed the foul. Bangers, that's not a block. Fuck, not a blocking foul. What are y'all doing? Classic anti-Australian bias. Extra pantsings of the night, though. Memphis losing by 20 to the Pelicans without Anthony Davis at home with basically a full-strength team is an absolute fucking pantsing, and they should just trade the entire team now. And Kyle Korver taking the ball out of the bounds, like just gathering it up after a missed air ball and taking it out of bounds to pass it back into Joe Ingles was pretty great and pretty fucking hilarious and one of the better things you'll see all year. So on your Kyle Korver, that's an absolute pantsing. All right, finally, who was better than Lonzo Ball yesterday and today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
We're coming for everybody by sitting on the sidelines with our grade 3 ankle sprain. Oh, brutal. Better than Trae Young, so it's Lonzo Ball for today. Mitch Robinson. Oh, no, he was pretty good. He went 100% from the field, 4 of 4 for the Knicks. Also fouled out in 16 minutes, so probably not up there. Donovan fucking Mitchell, better than Lonzo Ball? Definitely. 36 points and is absolutely fucking crushing it at the moment. Donovan Mitchell is on one hell of a big old, oh, actually, I've remembered how to play good basketball again, bro. Stretch. We mentioned it on Monday, I believe. It was either Friday or Mondays. He's averaging 30 points a game over his last five and has really, really just kicked it into gear. Still can't hit the fucking side of a, you know, brick wall from three. He went 2 of 8 today, 2 of 5 against Cleveland, 0 of 5 against the Clippers, but, you know, he hasn't been too bad. Still scoring, but the actual better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball, Luka, first ever triple-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Yeah, you should definitely trade away the guy who's, like, dropping triple-doubles for Trae Young. Atlanta, what the fuck y'all doing? All right. We're back in a second with Yanaz, let's say right after this one.
G'day, this is Joe Ingles and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, it is time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, was that Booker Gorgy Dang thing absolutely piss weak? I'm not even going to call it a fight because it wasn't. Yeah Nah, yes, this was an absolutely fucking piss weak. Devin Booker looks like a fucking, like, particularly shitheady little 12-year-old. And he got, like, elbowed and went fucking flying and then took umbrage at Gorgy Dang. Booker, I'm not entirely sure if you want that heat, mate. Gorgy Dang would fucking end you. And then Booker, like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, how about you meet me after? Meet me in the tunnel, bro. I'll fucking, we'll sort it out in the tunnel, bro. And Gorgy Dang's like, all right, I'll see you in the tunnel. And Booker's like, oh, I'm running there. I'm running there right now. Look, security trying to hold me back, but I'm going to meet you. Oh, my God. That was piss weak. Funny as shit, though, because there was, like, he had, like, almost a half, like, bitch slap towards Gorgy during this, air quotes, fight that they got tossed for, which, A, again, was also piss weak. They shouldn't have been fucking tossed. That was stupid. They're just jawing at each other. And then he's, you know, acting all tough. Come on. Is there anyone who looks less tough in the NBA than Devin fucking Booker? Like, you'd feel bad. It's like bashing a 12-year-old. It's not cool. I mean, you might feel pretty fucking tough at the time, but anyway, as reported by John Gambadoro, the word I'm getting is that after the ejections, Dang fought off two security guards and got within about 15 yards of the Suns' locker room before security was able to restrain him. Booker was not in the locker room or anywhere near as he was held up by security outside the tunnel. Oh, that's a shame. Would have been great if there was a massive fucking scrap just outside some of the locker rooms or something, wouldn't it? Anyway. And then we would have had a funeral for Devin Booker because he would have been ended. Next up, let's talk some Memphis trading. Hey, here's an idea. Would you trade Mike Conley for Markel Fultz, Wilson Chandler, Philly's first and the Miami first that Philly own in 2021? If I'm Philly, yeah, nah, yes, in a fucking heartbeat. And if I'm Memphis, I'll take Philly's first and that Miami first in 2021 for Conley and Fultz in a fucking heartbeat. Fultz might still be good. We don't know. He was the number one pick last fucking year. If you, like, are going to trade Mike Conley, what are you going to, how are you going to get better than that? The Miami first in 2021, another first from Philly, and then this one. thoughts. Come on, man. Do it. I mean, it's not an actual thing, but fucking do it, would you? Another one. Should the Pelicans trade for Mike Conley? Oh, shit. Yeah, nah. Yes, of fucking course. That'd be amazing. So what could you do for the Pelicans? You could do Nico Mirotic, hello, and Alfred Payton for Mike Conley and your first for next year. Yeah. It's not quite as good as that Fultz trade, but the Pelicans, do it. Just whip it out, put it on the tray, on the table, and just go, we need Mike Conley, because he and Jrue Holiday would be fucking sweet next to Anthony Davis, wouldn't he? And also clears out like the Nico Mirotic, Julius Randle, Anthony Davis kind of morass there in their front court where they can't play all three of those at the same time. Yeah, get me Mike Conley on the Pelicans. That'd be awesome. And then finally, should the Kings trade for Marc Gasol? Yeah, nah, yes, in a heartbeat. So this is going to pop up in a second, so I'm not going to break it down too much, but that would be fucking amazing. Him, big Willie Cauley-Stein style, a couple of their young bigs, oh, to just really solidify the Marc Gasol Sacramento King sort of relationship. They've got a long storied history of big Euro guys. Just makes sense. I love it. Two more Yanars. Here we go. Oh, will Carmelo Anthony play in the NBA again this year? Oh, yeah, nah. I'm still going to err on the side of yeah. I feel like someone will just take a little bit of a flyer on him, right? Right? Maybe? Maybe? Fuck. I don't know. It's a weird. As long as it's not, what? Well, Boston won't need him. Brooklyn. If he goes back to the Knicks, that's where I'm at. Just bring him home. Let's do it. Melo back to the Knicks. Let's do this damn thing. And finally, to throw this back in Shaq's face and Charles Barkley, was Michael Jordan better than Hakeem Olajuwon? Yeah, nah. Yes, of fucking course. Shaq's insistence that guards aren't as good as bigs is absolutely fucking ludicrous. And you can't then say, oh, you can't talk about bigs because you're a guard. Well, you're a fucking big, so you can't talk about guards by your own logic, Shaq. No one's actually ever, accused Shaq of being the world's biggest scholar or anything, but that's just fucking dumb. Michael Jordan, he's the GOAT, and he was better than Hakeem Olajuwon. Yes, Hakeem was very fucking good. Top 10 all time. But MJ's the best. 6 rings. Hakeem, 2. How many did he win? Like, while MJ was actually there in the league? 0? Fuck off. Shaq, shut up. All right. Bit of a Marc Gasol one. Let's do the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
Marc Gasol sucks, and I don't want him on my team unless I'm Sacramento. I don't know. I just fucking clearly think he's a bit shit. But look, Marc Gasol in his situation in Memphis, he said, I don't know. I don't know what might happen, what needs to happen. I don't know. Obviously, I have people ask me, is it going to be you? Maybe. Shit, if it needs to be, it needs to be. There's not going to be any hard feelings. And look, grit and grind. Everyone loves, grit and grind. It's such a good period of basketball for Memphis. Oh, I love it. Did you ever watch those fucking games? They sucked. Jesus, Marc Gasol can fuck off. But he would be great in Sacramento. Just another creator around with Bogdan and De'Aaron Fox. Oh, I love it. Him and Buddy Hield, just, it could be incredible. So I don't like him basically anywhere else. But yeah, Sacramento, that would be the sort of move that you'd need. And how about in Dallas? Oh, him and Luke would be very good too. But yeah, Sacramento is my absolute number one candidate for a Marc Gasol trade. And then finally today, Outback Takehouse. Come on in to Outback. It's Wednesday, and that means we have West Sydney Razorbacks. That's right, the West Sydney Razorback ribs as cooked by Derek Rucker. On special today at Outback Takehouse. They go great with a flame grilled take. And today's flame grilled take is the Philadelphia 76ers should actually trade Jimmy Butler to Memphis for Mike Conley. Only at Outback. Whoa! I'm not sure if that's such a big flame grilled take. That's a fucking good trade. I mean, Mike Conley fits much better in Philly than Jimmy Butler does. He's a willing passer, he's a good shooter. Man, he'd be good. That'd be fucking great. Let's do that. What do you reckon? Let's get Jimmy Butler traded for Mike Conley. Then Jimmy Butler can go fuck up Memphis instead of Philly. That'd be good. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch. Let's say right after this one.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, it's time for the Australian Player Watch. Had pretty much everybody in action yesterday for the MLK Day games. Big Simo, Ben Simmons in the win over Houston, had an absolute shocker. 3 of 12 from the field, but it ends up with 9 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. Pretty bloody good. They smoked him anyway, so it didn't really matter. Jonah Bolden, son of Bruce, in his 12 minutes, he had 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 4 blocks. Jonah was unreal. That's a career high, obviously, but he was smoking them there in Philly. On you, Jonah. Son of Bruce. The jingler, Joe Ingles. Jingles. And the loss to Portland yesterday, he also had a shocker. We mentioned that at the top. 2 points. 1 of 7 from the field. 0 of 3 from three. But with Rubio coming back, he's still doing a lot of playmaking. He had 6 assists to 0 turnovers. Did Jingles? Not bloody bad with 2 rebounds. So, you know, he's still out there helping out the team. Dante Exum, no update on his injury. Probably another week or two, I'd say. King Deli of Maryborough, first of his name, smasher of tins in the loss to Chicago. He played 19 minutes, went 1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3, 2 assists and 2 rebounds. I believe he had 4 points. Tough one. Denga Dell got out there for 6 minutes as well in that game. Almost had a 6 trillion. 0 field goal attempts. 0 assists, 0 points, but he did have 1 rebound. So, not bloody bad. Denga Dell, on you, mate. Paddy Thrills Mills didn't play yesterday. They've got a game tomorrow. Aaron Bangers, Baines, though, in the win over Miami, as mentioned, amazing efforts with those blocks. Oh, unbelievable. Go watch the video again on our socials, would you? 4 points, 1 of 4 from the field, 2 rebounds, 1 assist for Bangers, as well as 2 amazing blocks. And Ryan Rowdy Brockoff got a DMP, coach's decision against Milwaukee and the Clippers, the Dallas back-to-back games. It's a tough one. Rowdy got like a little bit of run in, was it like 3 games ago? But yeah, be nice to see him get a little bit more. For the G League guys, Mitchy Creek, 2 losses for the Long Island Nets against Canton and the Raptors. Against Canton, he had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. Looking good, but then backed it up with a pretty rough one against the Raptors. 7 points on 3 of 8 shooting, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. And Isaac Humphries, that's right, it's Wednesday, so it's Hump Day. Isaac Hump Day Freeze in the win over Windy City. Played 12 minutes, had 6 points, but no rebounds or assists. 0-0-0 the rest of the way. Tough one. But anyway, what do we do on Wednesdays as well as check in on the G League, guys? Oh, we award one of my favorite ones of the week. It's time for the Shane Heal, the Hammer. Shoot a shoot, shoot your shot, light him up award.
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, I am healed. Oh, could be James Harden, considering he's got an unbeaten run of 30-point games that just has just out there absolutely shredding and making NBA history. You know, that's fine. How many games now? It's like 18 consecutive games where he's scored over 30 times and, you know, he's getting close to Wilt Chamberlain's 20 consecutive streak, which is pretty wild. Pretty. He's actually done it. He's tied it now. So, look, it's pretty good. 37 points on, yesterday? He's got 30 in at least 20 consecutive games. That is the longest since the merger and tied with Wilt Chamberlain for the 4th longest all time. But the other one, it's all Wilt, basically, the rest of it. So it's basically Wilt and Harden. That's cool. Nice work. Good on you, fast Jimmy Harden. But look, you've been winning all of our other fucking awards, so let's give this one to a guy that I've shit-talked plenty here at NBA Australia, but he's come pretty good in the last month. D'Angelo! Oh, shit. D'Angelo Russell has hit 28 of his last 50 shots over the last 2 games. He had a career-high 40 points against Orlando, went 8 of 12 from 3, and then backed that up against Sacramento, getting to 31 and hitting 7 of 14 from 3, and scoring 71 points over those 2 games. That is the most points scored across 2 games without a free throw attempt in NBA history. So he is, like, crazily fucking throwing it in, absolutely shredding, 28 of 50 over those 2 games. But basically, since Christmas, D'Angelo is averaging 25 points a game, 7 assists, shooting 43.2% from 3 and 50% from the field. and only committing 2.5 turnovers a game, which, look, first half of the season was pretty shit. A lot of turnovers, not many assists, and has seemingly figured out how to play and, like, you know, switch and take turns with Spencer Dinwiddie there in Brooklyn. But he is looking good, mate, and is probably worthy of an all-star selection, which I did not think probably around the start of December. So on your D'Angelo, he is filling it up. 71 points over the last two games, career high 40 against Orlando, 31 against Sacramento. The Nets are the second hottest team in the NBA at the moment, just behind the Warriors. Absolutely remarkable. Good on you, D'Angelo. We don't take it all back, but we take most of it back. You are the Shane Heal Hammer. Shoot a shoot. Shoot your shot. Line him up award winner for this week. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in and some game previews. Yeah, right after this one. What do you reckon?
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. He retweeted the Spurs saying, last night the team had a great time swapping jerseys for aprons with SA Food Bank at the 8th Annual Champions Against Hunger Dinner. Oh, there's a couple of photos of a couple of the Spurs down there helping out. Hashtag Spurs family, hashtag NBA cares. Inspirational stuff. Good stuff. Patty and the Spurs. Love it. All right, let's do the game previews for Thursday and Friday. We'll look at some odds as well for the Thursday games. We've got 10 games Thursday, so this should be good. All right.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. Are you getting enough sleep?
I mean, yes. I was born in the darkness. You grew there. The squid's going all right. It's pretty good. Still sleeping okay overnight. It's pretty wild though, man. I'll tell you that much. So Thursday's games. Let's do it. We've got 10 of them. Let's make some picks. Look at some odds. And what do we got? We've got Toronto at Indy. First up in the Pacers. A 2.5-point favorites at home against the Raptors. Raptors coming off a back-to-back. I think Kawhi is probably going to be sitting out this one as well. So I'll take the Pacers -2.5. I think they're nice and rested and come out and smoke the Raps at home. Houston go to the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. Oh, it's a 1994 NBA Finals rematch. The Knicks are 7-point underdogs at home. The Rockets coming off pretty big beating in Philly, I think. You know what? I might take the Knicks in this. Houston's D is not being great of late. The Knicks are the worst defensive team in the NBA. It's going to be a shootout. So give me the Knicks +7. They're getting 7 points. So I might take that. They might just keep it close. Houston also might blow them the fuck out. But look, Knicks, it might just fucking rain buckets. So give me the Knicks +7. I think they just keep it just close enough. Cavs go to Boston as well. Celtics are 16.5-point favorites at home. And I'm just going to have to go with the points here. Cavs might keep it within 16.5. Like, they might lose by 15, but yeah. Expect a very late cover, I think, in that game. Give me the Cavs. Celtics a win, but the Cavs might just cover. Orlando visit the Nets. Nets are 5-point favorites against the Magic. Give me the Nets. They are absolutely smoking hot at the moment. And the Magic are classically up and down. So unless they get up for that one, I think they're going to be down. The Clippers go to Miami to play the Heat. The Heat are 4.5-point favorites at home. Clippers, they did not. Repeat, they did not look good against Dallas today. So I will take the Heat. Thank you very much. 4.5 points. I think they'll win by a substantial amount. The Bulls host the Hawks, and they are 2-point favorites at home. Give me the Hawks, though. I think they're substantially better than the Bulls. Chicago. They just, I don't know, they turn it on and off sometimes. They did beat the Cavs the other day, but Atlanta, I think, are actually, you know, generally not too bad. Whereas the Bulls, LaVine, Lowry, maybe. But yeah, give me the Hawks. I trust them a little bit more. Charlotte go to Memphis. The reeling Memphis Grizzlies as they're trying to trade everybody. The Grizzlies are 1-point favorites at home. I'll take Charlotte, thank you very much, because Memphis are a fucking rabble. The Spurs go to Philly. Philly are 4.5-point favorites against the Spurs. I'll take the Sixers. They are looking very good, and I don't think there's anyone on the Spurs who can stop Joel Embiid. He might run roughshod over everybody. And yeah, it should be good though. Patty Mills versus Big Simo Ben Simmons. Classic matchup. Love it. Should be very fun, but Sixers should win that one. Detroit basketball go to New Orleans to take on the Anthony Davis-less Pelicans. Probably without Andre Drummond as well, who was in the concussion protocol. Pelicans are still 3.5-point favorites at home. I'll take it. Julius Randle, Jrue Holiday, Nikola Mirotic. Hello. They might just have enough to eke it out over Detroit without Andre. Blake can't win it all by himself. And finally, awesome game of the day. Denver, the West leading, Denver Nuggets. 3-point underdogs on the road in Utah. Fascinating matchup. I'll take the Nuggets, thank you very much. They've been fucking incredible. And the Jazz, look, they just won AI6 straight, but I reckon the Nuggets will go into Utah and win that one. And then on Friday, got a couple of good games. We've got Golden State visiting Washington. I think the Warriors will absolutely shit pump the Wizards. The Pelicans on a back-to-back then go from New Orleans to OKC. I think OKC will win that. And Portland, Phoenix. Portland will smoke the Suns. And Minnesota play the Lakers. One more time, we're going to see Derrick Rose, see if he can hit another couple of game winners and tear the heart out of the Lakers. I'll take Minnesota in that one. I don't think they can stop Karl Anthony Towns. So, yeah, even in LA, they don't have a chance. And you know what? We'll wrap all those games on Friday. That's right. We're still doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Probably do it again next week as well. Then we might go back to daily. We'll see how we go. Look, we're back on Friday. We've got a big weekend preview, a whole bunch of other stuff, all the usual ridiculousness. In the meantime, you make sure you're all over NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whichever way you're listening to us, just chuck us a star review, whatever, would you? Just bang, fucking easy. Really helps out. Get our rankings up. Make sure you're following us on Spotify and shit as well. It's really cool. Big thanks to From Oslo. Go vote for House Hats in the Hottest 100. I don't know if voting's closed for that already. Probably. Whatever. But House Hats, I've Been Broken. It's a song that is behind Yeah Nah every day, and it's an absolute pearler, so go do that. Big thanks to Fascinator. Go check out their new video, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Facebook, all that shit. NBA Australia supports Australian bands, and so should you. And that's it, man. Stick around for a Rowdy's Reco. That's right. Ryan Rowdy Brockoff swings by for a recommendation of how to live a stress-free life today. And we will catch you on Friday, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia. And we're saying later, hoser. Hello there, friends. It's Ryan Rowdy Brockoff here, just back for the latest installment of Rowdy's Recos, where I, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, try to help you live a little bit more of a stress-free life. I mean, after all, I've survived playing in the Russian League where all they pay you is in portions of ground beef, and you really just have to trust that it's beef. So I've dealt with ridding myself of my share of stress over my life, so let me help you help yourself. So, this week's Rowdy's Reco is simple. We've talked before about starting every day the right way, by making your bed. But let's take that one step further. Every day, after you wake up and make that bed, why not do 15 minutes of yoga? It's easy. Just fire up your phone or tablet and get your blood moving in a very gentle and relaxing way. A downward dog in a mountain pose are a great way to greet the morning, and will get your mind centered and focused for the day ahead, ridding you of all the stress of everyday life. So there you go. 15 minutes of yoga every morning isn't too hard, is it? And the benefits will absolutely amaze you. You'll be crushing it in no time, and a newly bendy, stretchy, and chilled out human who can deal with anything. That'll be you. Okay, so that's our Rowdy Reco for this week. We'll have another one for you next week. And until then, I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. Keep living your best life, and namaste.